kicked about 3 pounds of haggis that time because it hardly got off the ground. 3 pounds of haggis. 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 3 pounds of haggis because it hardly got off the ground.
Reiner!
Let's talk sport with RTL Today Radio.
And kia ora and gooden Orvin from Today Radio. Let's talk sport team has kicked in. They were a handsome looking bunch there, Adam Peterson, that just left the studio.
You're right, Nathan. Yes, they are. They are. Yeah, you're right. They are. But I was a bit surprised because they were country music people. And I thought,
Luxembourg country,
but why weren't they country and Western? I don't know the difference between country music and country and Western.
Hey, listen, we've got a pretty cool.
I need to get Meredith
guest
onto that.
Yeah, we do. But we've got a pretty cool guest with us tonight in Olivia Lawton. That's right, isn't it? I want to say Olivia Norton. Why do I think of Norton as in. When I say her Lawton, yeah, yeah. The family name, I thought of Norton. Who was the guy? The
Edward actor? Norton.
Edward Norton.
Yeah.
So when I was typing your name on social media today for this little promo for our tonight show, I was like thinking. I actually wrote Norton. I was like, no, it's Lawton. I don't know why.
He's a bit scary.
What, when he had his shaved head and stuff? What was it, X? Or what was it?
American
History X.
He was in Fight Club. Don't talk about it.
Fight Club.
He was in Fight Club as well, wasn't he? So.
Yeah, he was indeed. As I said, we've got a really cool guest tonight in Olivia Lawton, who is a shark. You're a swimmer.
I am.
Yeah.
That is right.
Were you swimming this morning?
I was. From 6 o'clock.
From 6 o'clock?
Yeah, till half seven.
How did your car go for this morning when you...
Oh, it was great, but we don't talk about the car.
Yeah, Adam told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Bit of a nightmare.
Nothing more about the car.
No.
Is your husband around to fix the car if anything goes wrong?
Well, he tries. Again, we don't talk about it. It's a deal breaker, I think, the car.
Okay, all right. And perhaps he might be listening to episode 233.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you hear what happened last week on last week's show on 231?
No.
No, you don't.
Well, you know, yes, you did. It was a bit of a mess, wasn't it?
Well, no, the show itself went really well, but Adam sort of lost his brain of thought.
And confused.
One of the interesting things that we do on Let's Talk Sport is that we associate the number in sport, and I believe that you've done your homework as well, which will bring on a little bit soon. Adam, what's been happening the last week, mate?
I've been having fun. I've been listening to your new radio show of Let's Talk Coaching with James Kent. So
yes, yeah,
really interesting show on Wednesday. I was really interested in a couple of things, and also what he was saying about teams going on a winning streak, and because the Vikings were 5-0 up.
That's right.
They won the confidence it brings, and I think the Luxembourgish national team. I think I've kind of got the opposite problem in the Nations League because they had you know a tough game at Northern Ireland away that they lost. Then, to be honest, they were missing a couple of players and missed a couple of really good chances at home to Belarus. And then they've been away for two tricky games. And they've got a point out of those games and get a point away from home and, you know, you're in with a shout. So they're good results, but they're still sitting, drifting at the bottom. A lot's going to ride on the next two games.
You are going to have to point me in the right direction.
Yeah.
Because I went to bed last night when it was 1-0 to Belarus in Hungary. They're actually playing in Hungary, a neutral venue.
Yeah.
Down on the southwest, I guess you could call it, of Hungary. Final score?
1-1.
They got one back.
Yeah. So did you see the start? So they.
Yeah, I saw the save from Morris.
That was an absolute
it was blinder.
I know that Sebastian Thiel's going to come on, so I hope he doesn't. I don't want to give the team a hard time, but to give away that, it was a schoolboy error to give away the penalty.
The penalty, yeah,
that was schoolboy.
Sure.
Then amazing save. Then Luxembourg got a penalty on about the 73rd-ish minute, something like that. And Mr. Rodriguez, kind of one of these run-ups where he starts to run, then stops, and then goes. But he nailed it into the corner. Did really he? Good penalty.
Yeah. Okay. So, but was when the reason I went to bed and called it off quits a bit earlier is...
You were going swimming at 6 a.m.
No. I was up with a little one. I was up at 6 a.m., but I wasn't swimming. Was just because I thought that Belarus were the better side and Luxembourg were trying to slow them down. They were causing a lot of penalties, right? They were all over the back, some clumsy at times. Mm. And I just thought, yeah, 1-0 was probably a fair result. I'm delighted to hear that it was 1-1 at least, because... Yeah, I didn't feel we deserved it. We just seemed a bit clumsy.
But they've so I think it puts real pressure on the two home games. But if it had been the other way around and they'd already had, you know, the extra home games here, then they would have if we win them, they might have the momentum and feel a lot better. So I think it puts a lot of pressure on the team.
Yeah, those two home games, I believe they're both in November, is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
Excellent. We will get Anthony Perez will be chomping at the bit to get to those games, no doubt. I have got only one pair of tickets to tomorrow night's quarterfinals of the Luxembourg Ladies Masters Tennis. So if you would like these tickets, please WhatsApp us to 621-52-5000. And you just have to tell me or us how many players are competing in the Luxembourg Ladies Tennis Masters. Don't look at me. Don't tell the answer. I was just thinking, she's not going to jump 10, 7, 6, 8, 5. I don't know what she was going
to do. You need to text your tennis playing mate and she might want the tickets.
She might not want them. That's
I do have two tickets. They're meant to be lying around somewhere in the studio for me, but perhaps they're at the desk to tomorrow night's quarter final. So get in touch. If there's anybody else that would like to come on the show or give your opinion, you can always do that, 621-52-5000 again. And if you're a little bit shy of that, of course, get hold of us, as many of you do, on our Let's Talk Sport Instagram handle. What have we got on the sport today? Listen, I want to get crack into a few hot topics in sport that were making headlines today. We've, of course, got 2-3-3 in sport, and I know you've done your homework, Olivia, so I'm quite excited for that. We've got a bit of sport in the history in the world today. A few sporting legends have birthdays. I've actually got Johnny Williams on. He's got two reports for me, a men's report and a female report. Now, there's... World squash scene's just started. There's been two tournaments, one in Paris in the circus, in a circus setting, I should say. And the second event was in Qatar. And wow, the Egyptian women are on fire, like sublime. They're almost like the top three tennis players at the of the old, in terms of Djokovic, Federer, and Nadal. These three are like way out there. So I'm very curious to what JW has got in store for me. I haven't actually listened to his voice notes yet, but they're always a cracker. Of course, we've got Olivia, so I'm very interested in the distance of. That she swam this morning.
Yeah, the distance she swam this morning.
Yeah,
morning. Too bloody far.
Was it just a little paddle and a dip in?
Well, it was about, I think we did about 3,500 metres.
3,500 metres, was that arms and legs, or just arms, or just legs, or a bit of both?
Really? Bit of both. And we did a new thing this morning.
What was that?
For the first time I've ever had a band around my ankles, so you can't actually use your legs at all. So he had a spare one, thankfully. Which was a bit hard.
Okay, but you could like flip fish.
You could, but when you're doing freestyle, it's a bit difficult because it's not natural to do it that way.
And was it always so? This, let's say 3,000 meters, 3,500 meters. It was all like that.
No. We do different sets.
Imagine being the coach. Brilliant. Just tie her up and right, throw you, and you figure out you got 3.5 days. I'll see you later. Go and get your coffee.
Yeah, no. We do bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces. Yeah. But I'm very curious of your journey and the whys of and the whys of why you're in here. Because Adam has spoken very highly of your efforts. Hey, listen. Just a couple of other sports before we crack into it. New England Football Manager.
Yeah.
Do you like football?
Yeah, don't look at me about that. I'm a Man City fan by default.
Okay.
So
when you say by default, that's by force.
By force, yeah. And it's always on. So, yeah, we kind of get towards that, but that's about it.
Oh, yeah. Adam's wearing the sky blue.
Sky blue of Coventry. So, yeah, I get that 20 years ago, we didn't have any decent England managers around, so we needed to get Sven and maybe Capello. But to come back now with all the money and everything that's been in English football, to need to go to a non-English coach now, I think is just really disappointing. And we'll see how he does. I think he's going to be good, but I don't think he's going to get the same atmosphere that Southgate had in the team.
Yeah,
you know, that really connect with the players, and the team under Southgate outperformed, I think, their ability because of the you know, the feeling in the team and how they were and the camaraderie.
Yeah. Now he's the third international coach that England have had.
Yes. Yes.
Behind Sven.
Sven and Fabio Capello. Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. And yeah, we'll see. We'll see how he does.
So Lee Carsley. He came up and took a blunt one on his shoulders, and he says, listen, I believe we've got players in England that are really quite dynamic and can play fast, quick, good football. And that was the football that he wanted to play, let's say attacking football. Yeah. And he changed it, but it didn't work.
No, he had a shocker against Greece the other day.
Yeah.
And he was pushing them, so he was just leaving massive, massive gaps. Tactically, it was embarrassing, to be honest.
Okay.
But, you know, the managers that have come to England, like Tuchel, but Klopp and Guardiola, to be honest, it's really educated England fans. I met up with some of my Villa Brummy mates over the weekend, and we had a weekend away. And just the knowledge that we have about football with the likes of Emery and the different formations, all this stuff, the game has changed phenomenally.
Yeah, perhaps Thomas Tuchel might bring something to the national side.
He might, but there's good England managers, English managers.
You've got Big Fat Sam. I mean,
definitely not. But I think some of the new breeds, like Eddie Howe's, the Graham Potters, these kind of characters should be getting a go, and I think there'll be. Yeah, I think they would be doing better than if we go to a foreign manager. I hope I'm wrong,
yeah.
But hey,
yeah, sure,
we'll see.
Britannia, you heard my voice, mic over earlier on. Unfortunately, I put the mic on, pulled the trigger a little bit too quick. But Britannia got two wins today to cut New Zealand's 4-0 lead to a 4-2 lead. Two more, and we're on an even platform as well, yeah. What I told my British mates.
So you had your barbecue on Saturday?
Yes, lovely, cooked a lovely New Zealand lamb. In fact, he's off tomorrow. He's going to Miami to do some sailing do some sailing coaching down there. So I'm gonna,
and he's a Brit, right? So it yes, rained all the way through the barbecue, did it?
I think we got a dry spell, so it was okay. Yeah. But wonderful meal, wonderful New Zealand lamb that we had, and watched the first couple of races on his big screen. Messi had a hat trick for Argentina.
Yeah, 6-0.
6-0, expected against Bolivia. I know very little about Bolivia, if I'm honest.
Anyone who's hitting any hat trick in top class football, never mind world, is phenomenal. And just the way that he continues to do it and do it and do it, yeah, it's impressive.
Quite incredible. WNBA, we're down the finals. We've got Minnesota Lynx taking on New York Liberty, and it's now 1-1. Not really your forte, not really my forte, but tell you whose it is. It is Jordan's. And Jordan was playing with some of those players, or like training with some of those players in the summer, you know.
Yeah, have you watched the Netflix one about the ref who was cheating, who was fixing games?
No, I saw the one that was the players
who was skimming. The guy, the ref that was fixing, was really interesting because effectively, the NBA commissioner, you know how I like the business of sport sort of stuff. So the NBA commissioner was tacitly kind of encouraging the refs, if you can make the final series go an extra game, if a team wins 4-0, they play four games, right?
Yep.
Every game they win, they get another show, primetime TV, all the advertising, every
more money,
extra
more bumps
game.
On sea.
Yeah. So there was this understanding that you want to even it up to make it close to drive
the
money coming.
There was something, because it's always like that last minute in basketball takes forever.
Yeah.
So I knew there was something. I just want to keep.
So you need to.
I just wanted to get us to spend have an extra beer.
You need to get Jordan onto that.
Yeah, I do. And last but not least, following a 4-week break, we are going to be heading to Austin, Texas, for the USGP at the Circuit of the Americas this weekend. Is there any way? I'm going to ask you the question bluntly. Is there any way that Norris can get close to Verstappen?
No.
Ooh, really?
Well, only because at the start of the season I said that, and I don't. I don't think he will. I think the problem is, I think Red Bull might take a step back over these 4 weeks. I think Red Bull may improve a little bit more and catch back up to McLaren. But then with Norris has to win so many, Max has to do so badly. But then you've got Mercedes might pull one out of the bag. Ferrari might pull one out of the bag as well. We've got a lot of circuits with different characteristics.
Yes.
So the chance of all of those circuits suiting McLaren
is go against them. Okay, you've made the call. I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand by you. We're up to number 2, 3, 3, 3, and 4, which you're excited for. This is called Type 2 Fun.
Okay.
Yeah. And type 2 fun is type, I could explain it. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Type 1 fun is where you do something immediately and you enjoy it. So you have a chocolate muffin or blueberry muffin with your coffee in the morning, maybe even a hot chocolate, and you enjoy it after your workout, of course, of the swimming pool. That's type 1 fun because it is an immediate reaction of being fun and enjoyable. Type 2 fun is when at the moment of doing something, there's nothing enjoyable at it all. But once you've completed that task or that thing,
challenge.
Then there is a reward. And we think that finding the source is damn right difficult. But however, releasing them on Let's Talk Sport is rewarding.
Okay, well, let's see.
So you've got two.
I've got two, yeah.
Wow.
I've got two.
How about the order? I'm going to start. Olivia will follow.
Yeah.
You'll dish out your one.
Then.
And Olivia will conclude again. Okay. This is all to do with violence. the 233 Remington, is a gun. Okay, and it's one of the most popular used cartridges used by a wide range of semi-automatic, and it's mainly for shooting animals. 233.
But the 223, that's the point
.223. Actually. It's actually, is that 233? Did I make a mistake?
You got the wrong number.
I might have got the wrong number. I'm going to have to Google this.
Would you like me to carry on?
233.
Yeah, I was going to ask what measurement. You've got it wrong.
223, I was thinking about. But anyway, so it's a rifle used for, it's a rifle.
Yeah, that would have been really interesting 5 weeks ago.
Flippin' heck. There we go, and we're moving swiftly on to...
It's easy to make a mistake on these numbers, I can tell you that.
You got your one back. Yeah.
Well, let's see if my math...
Wrong number. Yeah. Go on.
Let's see if my math is right. Okay, so mine's about the Paris Olympic Games was the most gender-equal Olympics to date, with more or less an equal split between 50% women and 50% men.
Yes, that's right.
And... if you noticed on the opening ceremony, down the Seine, there was featured 10 golden statues of female pioneers. And one of these was Olympe de Gouges, who drafted the Declaration of Rights for Women and the Female Citizen in 1791 during the French Revolution, which was 233 years ago.
Wow.
That is
there we go.
Yeah. If my maths is right.
I think it is.
That is really good.
That is an impressive. You're mining to get to that number through that sporting context.
It's quite
is impressive.
Hard to find something.
That's impressive. Ralph,
yeah, that's good.
Bleeding good. Wow. Good on you.
You should stop there, retire at the top. It's not going to get any better than that one, I think.
The pressure's on with you, big guy.
Ah, so...
It is 2-3, not 2-2.
And I've just got to... Have you met Chinny? Chinosi Eche, who's known as the Wonder Kid. You may come across him? Nigerian lad. He's the youngest Nigerian ever to be in the Guinness World Records.
Okay.
He has 3 world records. One of them is the fastest time to 100 football keepy-uppies. Okay, So fastest time to 1,000, sorry, football keepy-uppies whilst balancing a football on his head. So he's there with a football on his head, does 1,000 keepy-uppies, and that takes him 7 minutes and 46 seconds. But he's got two other records. One of his other records is the most number of headers in a row in a minute whilst lying on the floor.
Really?
Yeah, 233. So he lies on the floor for a minute and just lies there and just does 233 headers.
Wow.
Really impressive.
But
if you find him on YouTube and he's there being interviewed, the interviews are funny because he's there just being interviewed with a ball just balanced on his head. This kid can just live with a ball balanced on his head continuously. Really impressive.
Wow.
So 203 headers in a minute.
233 headers in a minute. That's whilst interesting because I think last week you did the you mentioned there was the skipping, wasn't he? The guy who did the...
The skipping a couple of weeks ago. Last week was the pram pusher.
Oh, that's right, yes.
The fastest marathon pushing a pram was 2 hours and 31.
31, which was last week's show. Okay. On the 18th of June this year, this summer, the world junior chess champion by the name of GM Ipatov, he performed the highest bungee jump from flying off the Macau Tower, which was 233 metres. I better get that right, not 233. 233 metres. He said it was the craziest thing he's ever done, not only to challenge himself, but also to show that chess players are not only guys who spend all their time on a chessboard, but he said chess lacks marketing nowadays, so maybe this is one way how to expose chess on the world scene, jumping 233 metres off the Macau Towers. Have you been to KL?
Nope.
Oh, Macau?
Nope.
I think of Macau, I think of KL nearby.
Have you been?
Nope.
Never been?
Never been over that side of the world.
Oh, yeah, I've never done Asia?
Nope.
Thailand? No.
But you're going.
Bangkok?
But I'm going.
Oh, more to come later. Yeah. That's more of Olivia's story. More to come.
Nice. No, I haven't done a lot. I have not done a lot of it either. Right, last but not least.
Okay.
Last but not least.
So, 200 metres freestyle relay, mixed relay, so that's two women, two men, in the age group of 320 to 359. This group from Miami, they're from Miami Masters, and they got the world record for their age group of 2 minutes 33 seconds, 0.54. So what that means is that all those four swimmers are at the age between 80 and 89.
Okay.
And they averaged 38 seconds per 50 metres.
Wowee.
38 seconds per 50 metres.
So each one of them did around 38 seconds for 50 metres freestyle at 80 to 89 years old. How amazing is that?
You know what I love about that fun fact is that it relates into...
Yeah.
It relates into the swimming.
Yeah.
Was that at the recent World Masters
Aquatic? It was done in Australia in March this year.
March this year.
So do you have to be all, because they were 80 to 89?
Yeah.
Do they have, because you said the age group was like, could you have someone who's like 90?
No.
Or they've got to be in that
band. Because they'll be in the next age group of 360 to 399.
You've got to get four of you in the same age. You can't have like a 90-year-old and a 20-year-old and then a couple of other 80-year-olds.
You could actually.
Okay.
Yeah, they could all, as long as the total...
The total has to match.
Be in that range.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Keep floating as I would in water onto the swimming. What is the age to be a master's swimmer?
25 or older.
That's incredibly young.
And I knew nothing about the masters until I was about 35. Didn't know anything about
them. So you reckon you were robbed of 10 years then?
No, I just don't think I was interested.
Okay. but you were swimming at a young age.
I swam as a young person.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when did you kind of start and then stop and restart?
So I started when I was about 10, you know, swimming lessons and da da da, and I carried on that through till I was 18, and then
so kind of pretty serious though? You were county level?
Yep.
I don't actually know the answer to these questions, but yeah.
Yeah, so I was county level, and then
any sniff
national
of the England team?
No, not really. I was 12th in the nationals, obviously in the UK, because I'm British. My best position was 12th.
That's still pretty good, right?
That is very
and
good.
I swam for the Northern England. So when we competed against different parts of the UK, I was chosen for the Northern team. But that's as far as it went.
What's Northern England? Where's the cutoff? Watford?
Oh, I don't know. Near Birmingham.
But there was a North and a South, or was there a Midlands?
No.
Or was it?
There was North, South, East, West.
Okay.
So, yeah, you have the various.
So there'd be like London, effectively, and the home counties as the South. Yeah. Then all the rest down there, the west.
Yeah,
And what was the discipline like as a youngster at between 10 and 18? What was your preferred stroke?
So I've always done freestyle, which is front crawl and butterfly. They are my two events, my strokes. And I finished doing 200 fly was my main event when I was a youngster. I have yet to do it as an old person, though.
Oh, really? As an old person, as in being a master.
Yeah, so you've got to psych yourself up to do the 200.